Greetings, and welcome to the NewsRamp Cryptocurrency Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday afternoon, August 1st, 2024, and we have a great mix of cryptocurrency headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
UQuid integrates USDT on Tron for seamless public transport payments in Argentina. UQuid, a pioneer in Web3 shopping platforms, has introduced a new feature allowing users to top up their SUBI cards using USDT on the Tron blockchain. This aims to streamline how Argentine commuters manage their public transportation expenses, leveraging cryptocurrency for everyday transactions. CEO Tran Hung expressed enthusiasm for integrating blockchain into daily life, citing USDT on Tron's stability, low fees, and speed as ideal for LATAM users. The adoption of USDT on Tron has been growing rapidly in Latin America, with nearly 48.78% of UQuid's users in the region utilizing it for purchases. This new feature represents a significant advancement in blockchain technology for everyday financial transactions, offering a modern and efficient solution for Argentine commuters.
Ondo, a RWA platform, will be listed on CoinW Exchange. CoinW, the pioneering cryptocurrency trading platform, will list Ondo, the governance token of Ondo Finance, on the DeFi zone. Ondo USDT will be available for trading on August 2, 2024 at 12 UTC. Ondo Finance, a leader in the real-world asset sector, has seen impressive growth, with a market cap increasing from $250 million to $1 billion in 6 months. Ondo serves as the governance token for Ondo DAO and Flux Finance, offering low-risk, stable financial products. To celebrate the listing, CoinW is launching the Ondo Bounty Program, register and trade and retweet event, with a 5,000 USDT reward pool. Join CoinW to participate in the event and trade Ondo tokens.
Ether Galaxy Trading Center, understanding the differences between proof-of-work and proof-of-stake. Proof-of-stake and proof-of-work are fundamental consensus mechanisms in the cryptocurrency world, ensuring the integrity of the blockchain. Proof-of-work involves miners using computational power to validate transactions, while proof-of-stake relies on validators staking cryptocurrency to create new blocks. Ethereum's recent shift to POS highlights this transition. POW requires mining equipment and high energy consumption, while POS is more energy efficient. The choice between POW and POS depends on individual preferences, with each offering unique advantages and drawbacks. Understanding these mechanisms can help users navigate the cryptocurrency landscape effectively. DualNow secures $11 million, fueling decentralized sports betting revolution. DualNow secures $11 million in funding, with $10 million from Gem Digital Limited and an additional $1 million from industry angel investors like Charlie Lee, Richard Ma, and Billy Marcus. This investment marks a significant moment for decentralized sports betting, as DualNow aims to empower bettors with complete control over their experiences. Utilizing Ethereum's Arbitrum blockchain, DualNow offers transparency, speed, and a bettor-centric platform. This funding will support growth and establish DualNow as a market leader in blockchain sports betting. Bettors can expect lower fees, higher payouts, and a fairer betting experience. Stay tuned for more sports options on DualNow and follow them on Twitter for updates.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Cryptocurrency Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.